Time to talk a little football, Black Bear style. With The Game Plan, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, located on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We welcome in Bob Lucy to talk a little Black Bear football. Hello, Robert.
How are you doing today, Rex?
Outstanding, thank you, despite the weather. I'm hopeful that this all clears out, and it looks like it will by game time tomorrow afternoon because it's homecoming. We need to have good weather.
Well, absolutely. I think you're right. It's going to be about 68 degrees. I think the sun's going to come out. It's going to be a great day for Black Bear football.
Absolutely. Well, we had a fun trip to Hampton last week, a nice win for the Black Bears, and I would say one of the most enjoyable games we've had the pleasure of broadcasting in recent years.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was four quarters of fast and physical high-level play by Maine. They rolled up a season-high 449 yards, including 236 yards rushing. They had three rushing touchdowns, all by running backs, no running backs that had a touchdown rushing prior to that. And I think defensively, they made plays when they had to make plays, Rich. And I think the most promising thing was they really rallied together in the second half, and they outscored Hampton 14-0 in the fourth quarter. It was that will to win and that passion that was great to see.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it offensively. The run game was there the way they would like it to be. And a lot of that credit goes to the offensive line that did a terrific job.
Yeah, I thought they were outstanding. They got a good push on the snap. They sustained their block. And they gained confidence as the game went on, Rich. And, four rushers had 45 yards or more, eight receivers with catches of 9 yards or more. So it was a very balanced attack by Maine. It all started with that offensive line.
And it was great to see Freddie Brock get a couple of big plays in the second half.
Yes, it was. On this day, he had 46 yards rushing. He had a rushing touchdown near the goal line. And then he had one reception for a big 25-yard TD. Catch, and that was a crucial play. So Freddie Brock looked good in that second half.
Well, the Black Bears now 1-4 overall, 1-1 in the CAA, and they face a new team for the second week in a row, a new team in the league in Monmouth. Now, Maine has played them a couple of times before, but this is a good team that has been a playoff contender in the past, and they come in with a 4-2 record, including a 2-1 mark in the conference.
Yeah, and they're riding high right now, Rich. They lost their opener at New Hampshire 31-21. Then they lost to Fordham 52-49. But since then, they've won four straight games. They're rolling up a lot of points and a lot of yards on the ground.
Yeah, and when you talk about a balanced offense, it doesn't get much more balanced than what they've done.
No, it doesn't. They're averaging 246 rushing yards per game and 246 yards passing per game.
And the run game has just been spectacular this season, starting with their lead back, Jacob Sheridan, who leads the country with, 155 rushing yards per game?
Yeah, he's averaging a CAA and a FCS high, 155 yards per game rushing. He leads the FCS with 9.6 yards per rush. And right now, there is no back in Division I football, FBS or FCS, that has more total rushing yards. He's got 932 rushing yards per game. And oh, by the way, Rich, in the opener against New Hampshire, he had 6 carries for 15 yards. So put this in perspective. Since then, in the last 5 games, he's averaging 183.4 rushing yards per game. And he racked up a school record 299 yards rushing against Fordham.
And as a team, boy, oh boy, have they been able to find the end zone on the ground.
Yeah, they have. 22 rushing touchdowns, tops in the CAA. 33 total touchdowns, also tops in the CAA. And they're averaging 6.56 yards per rush. And as we talked about, that 492 yards of total offense per game. So I think for Maine, they really need to focus on slowing them down offensively, making them earn everything they get and not giving up highlight real big plays to the running back or the receivers. And also, the quarterback is outstanding. You know, he's a guy that in his career, Rich, has at least one TD pass in every game. He's got 21 career starts. But for his career, he's got some tremendous numbers. He's thrown for 5,146 passing yards, 45 touchdowns. He's averaging 245 yards passing per game with a 64% completion percentage over his career. And, oh, by the way, another dual-threat quarterback. Imagine that, who rushed for 78 yards against Villanova.
So, Bob, what do you think Maine will do? What will be the scheme to try and slow them down?
Well, I think that they're going to concentrate on being fundamentally sound. And that means fast and physical, attack on the snap, stay in your gap, don't allow cutback lanes to develop. You got to pursue inside out, and they've got to do a good job on the perimeter getting off blocks by wide receivers and containing these very challenging running backs. That's a tall order, but I think Maine's been playing much better defensively over the last couple of weeks, Rich. In the first three games of the season, Maine allowed 10 rushing touchdowns. Since then, over the last two games, only one rushing touchdown and no rushing touchdowns last week against Hampton.
And we talked about this during the broadcast last Saturday, Bob. One of the things we liked about Maine's defense is that they were constantly shuffling that lineup and getting fresh legs in there.
Yeah, they were. And that's so critical, Rich, in the second half in particular. Most of these games come down to that fourth quarter, and Maine had the ability to run in and out almost play by play in the second half, their defensive linemen and linebackers, and they had fresh legs. And that really motivates players, too. If they know they're going to get in there, even if it may be for a play or two, they're going to be right into things with a lot of enthusiasm. And that's what we saw. Maine's offense supported their defense supported their offense, and special team play really supported everyone. It was a team effort. And at the end of that game against Hampton, we commented the entire team was together in a circle, not just the offense or the defense, the entire team, every single one of them and every single coach that was on the field. It was cohesive. They had a mission, and they weren't going to let that one get away from them last week.
Bob Lucy with the game plan for Black Bear football versus Monmouth here with us on Downtown. Let's talk about Maine's offense tomorrow. Again, that running game was going strong last week. That's the formula in so many ways. First of all, you move the ball well. It wears down the defense. It keeps that high-powered Monmouth offense off the field. And as we saw last week, it makes Joe Fagnano a much more efficient passer.
It really does. It takes the pressure off the pocket when they're guessing, Rich. And Maine established the run early. They kept running the ball consistently throughout the game. Season high, 236 yards rushing. And that's what they're going to need to do again, time and time again, the rest of the season, including in this game tomorrow with Monmouth. They've got to keep their offensive opportunities limited by controlling clock, getting the ground game going. And I think what they need to do, you know, offensively is establish that run early, but take some shots downfield and make them defend the whole field. This is a team that's allowing a league high 269 passing yards per game. Teams have had some success throwing the ball against them, and I think Maine will take those opportunities, but it needs to start with establishing a physical presence on the ground.
And a key to that could be the health of Xavier Scott, who was huge in the first half before he tweaked his knee last week.
Yeah, he was. And that's one of the things that Maine did a really good job with at Hampton last week, Rich, is getting the ball to playmakers. And Xavier Scott is a playmaker. He's a playmaker running, receiving. He can do it all. And Maine had him in a lot of different places in that first half where he could make plays, and he did. Running the ball for a touchdown, caught some nice passes. He had 45 yards rushing at half, didn't go in the second half. I'm hopeful that he's going to be ready to go. And I think if he is, Maine is going to get him involved early. Also getting involved, Barnwell, who had 90 yards rushing, Brock with 46 yards rushing and the 25-yard reception for a touchdown, and Joe Fagnano. Joe Fagnano had 59 yards rushing against Hampton. He was looking for opportunities to climb the pocket and get first down. I look for him to do that again tomorrow.
And it may sound crazy to talk about this with a team that's 1-4, but we know what the CAA is like. And everything that Maine had for goals in preseason is still available to them right now with that 1-1 record in the conference if they can get a win tomorrow. And what we've seen is that with James Madison gone, this is anybody's league right now. And there are a couple of key games tomorrow that will tell us a lot as Rhode Island hosts Elon and Villanova travels down to Richmond. So a Maine win could be huge.
Absolutely, Rich. And it's that one game at a time mentality, but that's really what it is. Maine needs to concentrate on every game. Every game's winnable, but it's also a situation where if you don't play well, you're not going to win. And so they've got to really kind of look what they need to do tomorrow and just keep their focus on that. And as I said, I think if defensively they tackle well, they swarm to the ball, they play inside out, and they really contain that perimeter, that's going to be really important. And then offensively, it's the same thing it was last week. It's offensive balance. Get the ground game going, balance it with throwing, get the ball to your playmakers, make them defend the whole field, and make them guess what you're going to do. And I think if those things happen and Maine continues to flip the field with Cooey as a punter, they're going to be in good shape. But this is going to be a tough, hard-fought game. This is a proud program. They've been to the playoffs in 2017, 2019, 2021. They've had a lot of success most recently in the Big South Conference. They were 6-1 in that conference last year. So with four straight wins under their belt, they're going to come up to Orono loaded for bear, whether it's homecoming or not.
Absolutely. And a coach who certainly knows his way around.
Yeah, he really does. He's the only coach they've ever had, Rich.
Right.
In the history of their football program, he's got 177 career wins, which is sixth most among active coaches in the FCS. He's a class act, and he has been a consistent winner over the last 30 years.
Well, it's homecoming. Hopefully that means a big and a vocal crowd to get the Black Bears fired up. A good start would be huge tomorrow for this very important game for Black Bear football against Monmouth starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Bob, thanks as always, and we'll see you in the morning.
Sounds good, Rich. And remember, October 15th, 2016, the last time Maine played on on October 15th, it was the largest single game attendance record at Alphonse Stadium, 10,443 for a game with Albany. Need to pack the house tomorrow.
That would be great. Thank you, Bob.
Take care.
That's Bob Lucy with the game plan for Black Bear football, brought to you by Creative Print Services. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supplier of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.